Mira.
And why? Because it's Friday. That's why.
Good morning.
Morning.
I just had this really weird moment where,
yeah,
I don't know, like I lost track of time, space, what day it was, where it was, because I was like letting the dog in. All of a sudden it was like, wait a minute, we're in the show open. I can't let the dog in now. I'm running across the room. Like that'll wake you up on a
That's
Friday
what happens.
Morning.
That's what happens when you are broadcasting from your living room. I physically still have to come in here, but
yeah, don't tell anybody.
I ain't telling anybody anymore. It's 5:35, and we have another great day, mostly cloudy. There is a 40% chance of showers and storms. I hope, actually, between today and tonight, that we do get some kind of rain activity, just because of the firework stuff. You know, I don't want to, you know, being too dry out there. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. Because I know people that, you know, that blows up, you know, they blow up things and they, you know, burn stuff. And I wouldn't do that, but I know people that do that. So, and she's not commenting because she knows I do.
He does a big celebration. Too fun. Like, Jack, it's like Mishawaka's fireworks, but in his driveway.
Well, it's my favorite holiday. I can't
help it. I love it. I love it.
Right now, it's 72 degrees, and this is Sunny 101.5.
Live with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something.
6:19. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. You know, as a mother, kids can be really cruel. And this story just, a sixth grader at a charter school in Colorado was really depressed with himself because nobody would sign his class yearbook.
Oh, man.
Gosh, this is awful. He only had notes from two teachers. So Brody wrote in his own yearbook, and it said, "Hope you make some more friends, Brody Ryder." Uh-huh. His mom sees this, and it just broke her heart. So she posted a photo of his autograph to himself in a Facebook group for parents at the school. And she just called the whole thing soul-crushing, as you can imagine. But word spread, and a group of teens at the high school hatched this plan. So they gathered a whole posse, and the next day they went to where Brody goes to school, the Academy of Charter Schools in Denver. Mm-hmm. And they say, we walked in and we're like, where's Brody? Is Brody Ryder in here? And, you know, someone said, yeah, he's in the back. And they were like, hey, you know, we're here to see Brody. And, you know, went, hey, we're here to sign your yearbook, bud. So they took turns writing in the book. And when all was said and done, the pages had 100 entries, and it included long paragraphs with words of encouragement and advice and even phone numbers.
That's impressive.
Oh, Cooper wrote, "I know we don't know you, but I know you were the coolest kid. If you ever need anything, call your senior friends." And, you know, then seeing his newfound popularity, everybody in his own class started signing the yearbook. And he may be skeptical that those classmates who wouldn't sign it before will become his friends next year. But now it doesn't feel impossible. He said the whole thing made him feel so much better as a person. And his mom said, you know what? I'm glad I shared this personal disappointment. And that these kids showed they cared. And she said, you know, it makes me feel like there's hope for the school, there's hope for humanity, and there are a lot of good kids in this world.
Well, you just proved it by that.
Absolutely, definitely. A very cool, tell me something good.
You know, I was thinking, when you mentioned that, I immediately thought of my yearbook.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't looked at it in years, but there's one that really stood out. From a friend, and it said, "I know you have talent. You know you have talent. What you have talent in, I'm not sure of. I hope you find it in the future." That's what it said.
Are you serious?
That's exactly what
Oh my gosh, that's hysterical.
I mean, I'll never ever forget that one. Something good.
Tell me something good.
Sunny, sunny, 101.5.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
.655, and here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, you know what? Radio Paparazzi starting with something a little juicy this morning.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, The Sun is reporting that Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn are engaged. Mm-hmm. Fact, they're saying they've been engaged for a few months. The ring that she only wears behind closed doors. They have tried to keep their relationship super private. Only immediate family and trusted friends know, and they have been sworn to secrecy. You know what? I am so happy for her. I mean, I don't know. They've been together for a long time. No big surprise that they're engaged.
Right, but yeah,
it's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right, it pains me a little to talk about this one on 4th of July weekend, but Hallmark is kicking off their Christmas in July season this weekend.
Oh, boy.
It runs from July 2nd to July 4th. They're going to replay all 12 of their Christmas movies from last season. I'm not kidding. It's this weekend. And they're going to give fans a preview of the new Christmas lineup scheduled to begin in October. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I'm just not feeling Christmas movies right now, but a lot of people do. And yeah, Julia Roberts is back. So yesterday, yeah, we had the story of Cameron Diaz returning to Hollywood after a long hiatus.
Right.
Today, it's Pretty Woman Julia Roberts. She is going to be opposite George Clooney for a movie called Ticket to Paradise. It's a rom-com about two divorced parents who come together to stop their daughter from marrying a man she just met. The movie is the first rom-com for Julia Roberts in 20 years.
That's going to be
big. It's like, has it been that long? And the two of them, can't you see them being awesome?
Yeah.
Julia Roberts, George Clooney together? Oh, yeah. I have to see that one. Yeah, the trailer for that movie is out right now.
Mm-hmm.
While Carson Daly said Camila Cabello is doing a great job on The Voice. She was recently named an official coach for The Voice. And on social, he said, shout out to brand new coach Camila Cabello for immediately become family and crushing it on the show. Can't wait for you all to see it. The talent is maybe the best I've ever seen so far.
Wow.
Season 22 of The Voice will be back later this year. And Tim Allen recently gave his honest opinion about the new Lightyear movie. Okay, he said, I've stayed out of this. And he said, the brass that did the first four movies isn't this. It's a whole new team that really had nothing to do with the first movie. He added, there's really no Toy Story buzz without Wood. And he said, I'm not sure the idea. Mm-hmm. I'm a plot guy. It would seem to be a big adventure story. And as he sees it, he says, it's not a big adventure story. It's a wonderful story, but it doesn't seem to have any connection to the toy. No relationship to Buzz. So I don't know. Like he's treading it safely, right? He's not, you know, throwing shade real explicitly, let's put it that way. But, you know, that's got to be kind of hard for him, you would think.
Sure.
Yeah, Patricia Heaton definitely didn't hold back when we had her thoughts the other day. She was just incensed.
She said it was wrong, completely wrong. Yeah.
Okay, so this is kind of like, I don't know, I'm sure there are a lot of people that don't necessarily want to be out watching fireworks on the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
And NBC is doing this 4th of July fireworks spectacular that's kind of like the New Year's Eve special. Only it's 4th of July fireworks. It's in New York City. It's a two-hour event Monday night. It features fireworks. It features all kinds of celebrity entertainers. Also, the United States Army Field Band and Soldiers Chorus will perform.
Oh, that'll be great.
And yeah, the Young People's Chorus of New York City is performing. So again, kind of a nice alternative if you don't want to be out at Jack's fireworks display. It's at 8. It's from 8 to 10.
Okay.
On Monday, 4th of July.
Yeah, we don't have any bands or anything. I just, you know. know. It's...
Oh, what were you thinking?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm not coming now. All right. Oh, let's see. God. Are you ready for some birthdays?
Sure.
You should have told me I was in charge of the bands.
Yeah.
It is Dan Aykroyd's birthday.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think you'd lie about that. Dan Aykroyd is about, he's probably like 72.
He is 70.
He's only 70. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Pamela Anderson.
Pamela Anderson. Hmm. Well, I'm going to say Pamela Anderson's probably around to be, I don't think she's 60 yet. I'm going to say she's in her 50s, like 58.
55.
Oops.
You're in trouble.
Well, I'm in trouble again. Gee, imagine that.
And Liv Tyler.
And Liv Tyler. I knew every one of these people.
No.
Isn't that
go
the
figure?
Go figure. Yes, there's a go figure. Liv is 42.
She is 45.
All right.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks.
Here at 741.
I have a life hack from one of our listeners, Joanne. Joanne, I think it's Sippos.
Sippets. I bet it's Sippets.
Sippets.
That's my
Thank
guess.
You. I you know Joanne. I was struggling with that last name. And I loved her life hack. So she sent this
in
to us.
I was right. I said, but I think it's Sippets.
You know what? As soon as you said it, I'm like, okay, that makes sense. It does look like that.
Uh-huh.
But she sent us a life hack. And you can always do that too. She's just sent us a little message on our show Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Love those because you guys know them too. And we want to share all the love here. So, but hers is, you know, you get a blood stain, like let's say on your t-shirt, you're out working in the yard, you get stuck by a rose bush and mm-hmm. you end up blood on your white t-shirt. Oh,
yeah.
That's the worst. This is such a good one. She said she learned this many years ago. You use a bar of Ivory soap.
Really?
You rub it in. And you rinse it out, and it just comes right out. There's something about the components of that bar of Ivory soap that's just a great, great blood stain remover. Isn't that cool?
That is cool. I never knew that one.
I had no idea.
Now, mine, I don't even know if I believe it, but I'm gonna. But they're claiming this works, and I think I'm gonna probably try it over the week. Confirm, okay. If you need to open, well, you wouldn't open because you probably don't like tuna, right?
I do like certain things. Yeah, I like.
Oh, you do.
I like tuna salad. Yep.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean,
well,
you know, everything's better with mayonnaise, right?
Well, of course. Yeah. Well, then if you need to open a tuna can, but you don't have a can opener,
mm-hmm.
just rub the top of the can on concrete for a minute, and then squeeze. The sides in, the top will pop open. I don't know if I believe that. Does that sound like that could happen?
I mean, I guess so. That's a good one. I've never heard
rub
that.
The top of the can on concrete for a minute and then squeeze the sides in and the top will pop open. So
that's a great little hack.
Well, that's a hack. All right. We'll see how good it is. I'll report next week when I do that.
All right. Sounds like a
Jack
plan.
And Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a little bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, 7:53, and time for another edition of Go Figure. Well, go figure this. Tracy, did you know that today is International Joke Day?
No.
Uh-huh, it is. Go figure. It's celebrated annually on July the 1st, and it started back in 1994. 94, where were you in 94? 94.
I would have been not living here quite yet.
Not yet. You were still in the...
I was working in Pittsburgh, in Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh. My hometown.
I'll be doggone. You know where I was?
You were here.
I was here, yeah. Anyway.
Never gets old, Jack. It just doesn't.
Oh, I know. Believe me, I laugh all the time when I think about it. But anyway, on July 1st, it was started in 1994 by an author and graphic artist who wanted to bring some levity to the halfway point of the year. Well, okay. You know, whatever works.
Right. And
the holiday was founded, and his name was Wayne Reinagle, an author and graphic artist known primarily for historical fiction novels, but who also published some books of jokes. And the author set aside the day aside for people around the world to share their favorite jokes and some laughter. Now, I like that part. So
yes.
He told the website Holiday Insights that he chose July 1st for the holiday because the year was officially half over. So let's just do that. Now, I'm not a big joke person. I mean, you know what I mean. I mean, I'm a practical joker. I make fun and stuff. But as far as jokes go,
like standard jokes, standard but you joke all the time.
Yeah, I joke all the time, but I don't. But standard jokes.
But
I get it.
You just have natural. You're naturally funny, and you have really good timing.
Oh well. Well, anyway. But I do have a favorite clean joke that I can tell my all time. If I had to pick a favorite, I would pick this one. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So this guy is cleaning out in a drawer. You know, he has stuff been in there for years. You know, he's just says, "I'm getting this stuff cleaned out," and he pulls out this ticket, and it's a ticket to a laundromat. You know, a laundry place. Mm-hmm. And he goes, "This thing has been in this drawer for like 20 years. Oh, my God. It was for a suit that I went and never picked up." So he says, you know, now what are the odds that they're going to have in business? What are the odds they're going to still have that 20? But I, you know, I got some free time right now. I'm going to go check it out, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
So he goes to the cleaners. And he goes up to the front desk and says, "I know this is fun, but this ticket right here, could you see if you have that back there still?" The guy goes, "You know this is 20. "Yeah, I know, but just humor me. Just check." So the guy goes back, you know, and he's gone for a minute or two. And then he comes back and goes, yeah, it's back there. "Really? Yeah. Yeah, it'll be ready Tuesday." She did.
Oh, my gosh.